Everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net for June 11th, 2018. Okay, we got three stories. This story overwhelmed everything else by a large margin. Headline for this can be found over at Bloomberg.com. Pakistan devalues its currency for the third time. You look at these three charts, these are the times that they did get devalued on their rupee. The other thing is that the reserves have been dropping the last 3 years. This is a strange company, a country which people watch. They said that the debt has gotten so high that they're having problems to service it. Part of the other reason why they're devaluing the rupee is to say, predicting it will fall to $125 per dollar by the end year, and saying that the IMF may request the authorities to weaken it even further. So the idea here, as far as I can tell, is to qualify for a bailout. Move may help the $279 billion South Asian economy lure capital meet the IMF's criterion for a bailout. Who knows? But keep your eyes out for that. This one really shocked me as well. It got some attention. Was again on Bloomberg.com. Only debt. It's called debt fears are mounting for the Eurozone's only Nordic member. I'm talking about Finland. It has literally doubled. The debt has doubled over the last 10 years. As you can see here, EU. $54 billion in 2008, and 2017 it's at $105 billion. I say yikes to that. Again, everything's driven all by pensioners that draw off the system. These are a part of the EU, so we have Malta leading the way for that. Finland number two, Denmark number three. Germany has a fairly low problem with that as well for pensioners. Also, usually using the German Bund as the benchmark. So spreads have been narrow between the Finnish and the Bund as well. So I think this is just another early indicator of what's going on with the Western countries, especially those that are like the US, Canada, and the EU countries, because a lot of other countries may be not tied to the EU, like Switzerland or Norway, that might be better off financially than someone like, or a country like Finland. Third story, I purposely have not put in the headlines as a bonus. Okay, so here in Canada, marijuana is the pot stocks are been doing pretty good. This is for those that are watching this video or listening to the podcast to the end. I'm probably going to do this more and more. I'm going to reward you here. This article came from a site called IdahoStatesman.com. So the title of the article is, Idaho is surrounded by states that ease marijuana laws. Will we join them? And the states that they are referring to are Colorado and Washington State. So even, I can't remember where I saw this, where Trump was willing to support it, you may start to see this more and more. So if you know about, let's say, producers out there involved in this industry that are ready to go to get listed wherever, this may be an interesting opportunity to get in, because Canada has really, it's stronger performers now in Canada are pot stocks. So this is just something to watch out for, regardless of what your value system may tell you about pot or marijuana. But I just put that out there for y'all, and let me know what you think. We shall talk to you later.